Fort Hays State University is planning on bringing students back in August. Communications Chief Scott Kaysen talks to us about that and more on this episode of the Post Podcast. We've got a couple really cool and important topics that we want to hit on today, and that's commencement and then reopening. First, you want to just talk a little bit about this commencement that's going to be coming up on the 19th, this virtual graduation, how that's going to work?
You bet. About the time that COVID-19 hit, we had to make decisions on campus on some you know, big-time programming that we do and meaningful programming. And commencement's one of the most meaningful things the university does, the celebration of graduation and the singular achievement for our students. President Mason came up with the idea that we might be able to produce a commencement in a box kit that we could send to our graduates. These are our spring and summer graduates, to allow them in sort of COVID world to have their own family celebrations with their full regalia that they've earned in their diploma and their diploma case. So this week, a group of about 60 volunteers in Gross Memorial Coliseum, all, by the way, practicing social distancing as they did it, assembled about 1,800 graduation or commencement in a box kits that are going to be mailed, I believe, tomorrow to our graduates. And we're asking that on June 19th, from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m., that our graduates celebrate with us in social media on our Facebook page their own family commencement event. So don the regalia, take pictures, shoot short videos, and just celebrate the day. And we thought it's the best we could do in the times we live in to be timely in a graduation celebration and engage as many of our graduates and our university community as possible. So what we're looking for on June 19th is just a whole lot of social media activity, videos and photos and messages from everybody around the Tiger Nation participating in this great celebration.
Yeah, that's awesome. I imagine, because there's really no way you could do a real one or an in-person one this summer anyway, right? The last thing we'd want to do is bring a few thousand people into Hays from all over the area, you know, all over the country, really, and maybe risk health and safety of all of those folks and the people here, right?
That, you're exactly right. Now, I'm glad you said that as well, because we're still firm in our commitment to those spring and summer graduates that you will be invited back and your families will be invited back for a full commencement ceremony as soon as we believe it's safe enough to do so. And we've never lost sight of that. We want every one of our graduates to have a full commencement ceremony. We really thought this was something meaningful we could do in the interim and to celebrate in the moment with our graduates and their families.
Yeah, very cool. You know, I don't know if you guys were involved in this over at the communications office, but there were some really cool videos put together by the departments that I saw just kind of sporadically hitting Facebook that were, you know, various people talking to the students, and some of them had students in it delivering a message as well. But I thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah, we had members of the campus community contribute those videos, as you spoke to. The Alumni Association reached out and got similar videos. There was just a whole lot of passion and energy from folks that you know are members of the Tiger Nation, really, to celebrate in the moment when they could. And that was right about the time when we should have had our regular commencement celebration, May 14th and 15th. And you saw an outpouring of those, really spontaneous, from the academic departments and the alumni and friends of the university. That was pretty inspiring to see. And we're going to try to move some of that into our June 19th celebration as well and just expand it, really. And I think the energy will be self-sustaining once people start engaging with those things, because I'm sure, like me working from home, everybody out there is dying to just engage as much as they can with other human beings.
Yeah. Yeah, this is something we talk about frequently when the regular guests like yourself, you know, it's such a bummer not actually getting to see you folks in person. And I'm lucky enough, I at least get to go to the studio every day because I have to do this from here. But I sure miss interacting with everybody.
Yeah, it's going to be great. We can all come together and return to as much normalcy as safe and sustainable, I think.
Yeah. Before we get on to talking about next fall and the plans there, I'm curious, you know, over the summer, are you guys back in? And again, I know that there's not a whole lot of things going on campus over the summer normally, but are you guys back to work at all, or is it kind of limited? I know the classes have all already been shifted online, right, for the summer courses?
Yes, we shifted late in the spring term to online and continued through the summer with online courses. I would say that the university never slept through that process. We've always been working, though. And I really think it's the strength of our technology and our people and our really our acumen in delivering online programs. It made that transition as smooth as it was. I won't say that any of those things don't come without some complications. But we've got a tremendous team of faculty and learning technologists that really made that transition smoother than it normally would be. So, and we're really good at online education and delivering online education. But, you know, the work of the universities continued. I think one of the pleasant surprises was how efficient we could remain working at a distance. We look forward to getting back together again as a university community, but we're operating pretty well at a distance. But, you know, the business of the university is to deliver, you know, globally engaged citizens, and that comes through relationships and academic challenge and things like that. And, you know, we're still focused on the fall in August and being back in full force in whatever way, shape, or form we can to continue that mission.
Sure. So what are the current plans? Are you guys thinking, you know, and I know it's still several months out, but the way things are shaping up now, is there a plan to bring everybody back in August, or are you guys kind of doing multiple options and see how the next couple months roll before you make a decision?
Yeah, I think the answer to that is yes. We're looking at multiple options. We're looking at contingencies and planning in a way that allows us to pivot based on what happens with COVID-19 and guidance we get from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention and Kansas Department of Health and the Environment and even Ellis County Health Department. We incorporate all those things into our plans. And about 2 weeks ago, President Mason produced a plan that's called the phase plan for FHSU employee return and university reopening. It's a complicated title, but it really speaks to the complexity of the plan. It's a three-phase plan. Phase one started on June 1st, and we have select staff back on campus right now that do functions they can't do from at home or at remotely. Grounds people, custodial people, maintenance people, power plant, police, people like that are all pretty much back at work if they can only do their job on campus. Phase two of our plan will begin July 1st, and it really will be driven by the successful implementation of phase one. If things go well with phase one, we can move into phase two that will see more people coming back to work on campus as appropriate. But phase two also aligns with the governor's Ad Astra plan and the anticipated phase out of her plan, which is on June 22nd. So we'll make decisions on the transition between phase one to two on June 24th. Phase three is what we're all looking forward to, and that's anticipated to begin on August 1st. And that's going to be the more complete, robust plan for the contingencies, how we can come back as a campus community and balance excellence with safety and health.
And that would bring students and faculty back to campus then for the fall term.
It would. And again, I think especially in our academic affairs division led by Provost Jill Ehrensdorf, lots of planning for contingencies for hybrid delivery of courses as appropriate. Certain amount of time on campus and off, and it's a complex set of planning that's going on right now, but it's all geared towards that August 1st reopening of campus that we envision.
Excellent. You know, I like to hear that, and who knows, you know, we might yet see another outbreak. I know yesterday they had another case here in Ellis County that was announced by the health department. You know, nobody can tell the future, but let's hope that this can work just exactly like you guys planned it and get everybody back into Hays in August.
we sure hope so. You know, I think we stuck firm to our goal of this plan has to ensure the health and safety of all of our faculty, staff, students, and visitors. We don't want to misstep on that. That's the most important and most guiding principle in our planning right now.
Yeah, and imagine it's hard probably to make those decisions, but especially for the younger college students that are coming in and they're staying in the dorms, that's, you know, I hate to put it this way, but it's a breeding ground for all kinds of germs, not just COVID germs.
Since time immortal, James. I mean, even back in the 80s when I was in college, you know, everybody was sick in the fall and the winter. It's what happens when humans gather like that.
Yeah.
So, and we've talked extensively in our meetings, our morning meetings, about that is a reality of college life for our students. And how do we make sure that, you know, that stays manageable in a COVID-19 world? It's an immense challenge that still awaits us.
Yeah. And because, I mean, and I don't know, there's been a lot of building over the last few years down there for student housing. But I would think even if you brought back just half of the students that you normally would have living in those facilities, they would still be, you know, pretty full, right?
Yeah, there's no way to avoid, I think, certain, I'd call them collisions of students, you know, over the course of an academic day and evening, even. But we're planning for entry and exit routes for our buildings that limit contact along those lines. Guidance around elevators to limit, you know, one person per elevator per time along those lines. We've got a series of instructional posters and reminders we're going to have posted all over campus to try to get folks to embrace this healthy lifestyle, really, in interacting with others in this COVID-19 world, I guess, lack of a better term. Constant hand washing, making sure that you're feeling healthy and well before you come on campus or out of your dormitory room, your residence hall room in the morning, wearing a face mask wherever possible. All those things are going to be, I think, part of life on campus this fall and for as long as it needs to be the case.
Sure. Yeah, and, you know, college kids, again, especially the younger ones, no offense to any college kids, because I was there when I was that age. I would think that they're not super great in following directions all the time, and especially when it comes to their own health and safety, that they're maybe a little bit less conscious that somebody older might be. And that's got to be a concern, right?
I mean, I was indestructible when I was that age. I'm sure you were too.
Yeah.
It's just the nature of where folks are in that regard. And but I think it's going to take some time. It's going to take a lot of us among the faculty and staff and administration to model the behaviors we want everyone to embrace.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think you've probably got some folks down there that will take that charge up and 100% be good role models, but also model that behavior exceptionally well. Because I know there's a great group of instructors just in general down on that campus.
Yeah, I think it's a great campus community. It's, you know, we pride ourselves on the caring and compassion of our people. None of that will change. That will only make us stronger when we come back, I think.
Excellent. Well, Scott, we are just about out of time here, but anything else we want to hit real quick before we go?
No, I just want to appreciate the time that spent with you too, James, and it's great to be able to communicate with the community about things that are going on at the university and the excitement we have and the excitement that's building for the fall. Absence makes the heart grow fonder, and we're really getting more excited every day with what awaits us in the fall. We're really focusing on an optimistic approach to this fall, and I think we'll all appreciate more what we have at Fort Hays State University and in the Hays community this fall because of what we've been through.